Okay, and we're back, and my next guest is with me, Superintendent of the Roswell Schools, Tom Burris. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Very good, very good.
Okay, well, I'm sure people want to know, how has the last month gone?
Well, of course, Brendo Middle School has been our prime focus in the last month with things that have occurred there. We're moving forward real well. Bulldog Strong is really working well at that school. We've got all the kids back. We worked with the kids real hard to get them back and get them back in the groove, and everything's working well with that. We had a really interesting and really fun first home game with the basketball team back in the Brendo gym. We had Tom Ruiz come and he was the announcer for the game.
Okay.
We introduced all the kids, and then we introduced our refs, and we had an honorary ref that day, Kendall Sanders. And that was probably the only reffing team in the state that received a standing ovation that day. And they did. Kendall passed the ball in with us. We got permission to do a sideline pass in rather than a jump ball. She did that for us, and it was a great game. She enjoyed the game, saw a lot of her friends. And it was just a really good thing for everybody as we move forward. The events of Brendo will not define us. We're a great school district. We're a great school at Brendo Middle School. And I was there this morning for their leadership team meeting. You know, we're marching right on towards parent-teacher conferences that are coming up, and SBA testing that's coming up, and They're just doing great.
Okay. Well, I'm so glad to hear that.
They've done very well. They really are a very strong staff that sticks together, pulls together, and very committed. So I'm really proud of Brendo Middle School. I'm proud of all of our schools. I'm especially proud of Brendo Middle School for this month and how they've really moved as a staff. It's great.
Okay. Well, you keep us informed how things are going?
I certainly will. It's the kids are doing very well. A couple other things that are happening. Our parent-teacher conferences are February 27th and 28th. I brought the idea through our strategic planning of last year of having a two-day parent-teacher conference, but it's actually the evening of the 27th from 3:30 to 7 o'clock. And then on the 28th, it's 8 till noon, and then the teachers are off in the afternoon. It actually constitutes another day.
Okay.
So they don't do the whole day. But what we found in the fall was that a lot of parents that have the jobs that can't come during our regular time could actually come during the evening and visit with the teachers, and that works out really well. We had a lot of good comments about that. We saw a lot of dads that are never able to get to the parent-teacher conferences. So it was a really good deal to run it that way, and we're going to do that again. We've changed it a little bit on the calendar, though, for some testing reasons, but the parent-teacher conferences are the 27th and the 28th.
What grades do parent-teacher conferences? I know some districts only do them for certain grades.
Well, actually, Roswell had only done them for the elementary grades before this year, and it came up in the strategic planning that the middle school and high school should be doing the same or offering the same for the parents, and we did that. And we had an exceptional turnout at both middle school and high school, all of the schools. And had a good turnout for the parent-teacher conferences. It was especially helpful at the high school level, where we've got those senior kids that may be right there on the bubble on graduation, and we got to visit with those parents. So it was a good setup.
It's one of those things where you're getting close to graduation. To me, that's probably the most important time, because they're fixing to go into college, they're fixing to go out into the world. Parents should really know what's going on.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, having two of these parent-teacher conferences in the senior year, you've got one in the fall, and we can say, okay, we're on track or we're not on track, and have plenty of time to choose a direction. And then in the spring, the same thing. We've got time here to give kids extra courses on our online system or whatever we need to do to get them in line for graduation.
What grades do parent-teacher conferences? I know some districts only do them for certain grades.
Well, actually, Roswell had only done them for the elementary grades before this year, and it came up in the strategic planning, that the middle school and high school should be doing the same or offering the same for the parents. And we did that. Mm-hmm. And we had an exceptional turnout at both middle school and high school, all of the schools, and had a good turnout for the parent-teacher conferences. It was especially helpful at the high school level, where we've got those senior kids that may be right there on the bubble on graduation, and we got to visit with those parents. So it was a good setup.
It's one of those things where you're getting close to graduation. To me, that's probably the most important time, because they're fixing to go into college, they're fixing to go out into the world. Parents should really know what's going on.
Oh, absolutely. And, having two of these parent-teacher conferences in the senior year, you've got one in the fall, and we can say, okay, we're on track or we're not on track, and then have plenty of time to choose a direction. Mm-hmm. And then in the spring, the same thing. We've got time here to give kids extra courses on our online system or whatever we need to do to get them in line for graduation.
Explain the online system.
We use E2020 as an online provider, and those courses are a package course, and they're a complete package course. So a kid who is needing an extra credit or credit recovery in some class can take an E2020 class. It's self-paced. They can do that from our computer labs. They can do it any time of the day, and it works really well for those needing the makeup credits.
Okay, is this something they can take from home too?
They could actually do it from home also.
Okay, so if they need the extra credits, they don't actually have to sit through a class.
Right.
They can actually take it online and still get the credit.
Correct. Even at University High School, we are offering the E2020 classes before school and after school. So we're really trying to get that opportunity out there for the kids so that we can have our kids graduate. We really want to get that all so they're in good shape for the graduation.
Okay, we're into the second half of the school year now. How are we looking as far as graduation? The
graduation is looking very, very good. I looked at the UHS numbers the other day, and right now we have 40 kids online for graduation. Last year we graduated about 18, so it's a pretty good jump at University High School. Mm-hmm. The other two schools look like they're going to be real consistent with last year, around 200 apiece. So, of course, we get right out down to the last end of it, the last few days, and see how we're going to, going to fare.
Okay. And how do we rate as far as schools, comparable schools in other towns?
As far as our graduation rates,
yeah.
Our graduation rates were just released from the Public Education Department, and Roswell High has a 66% graduation rate. Goddard High had a 77% graduation rate, and this is for last year's kids. The graduation rate, of course, comes out from last year's graduating class. And University High School was about 30% for mm-hmm. an alternative school. That's probably a pretty good percentage.
Yeah.
Those kids were not, were not progressing adequately in the brick and mortar traditional setting. So moving to the alternative setting, that's a great number, actually, that we were actually able to capture and get them in their graduation.
Okay. We got about a minute or so left. How about the next board meeting?
The board meeting is tonight. It's going to be a pretty quick board meeting. There's not very much on the agenda. There's no policies or anything like that. There are some gifts to the school district that the board approves. And, anytime we have people give us money or give us band instruments or whatever, school supplies, we always like to recognize that at the board level and send thank you cards out. And we've got some money gifts this afternoon this evening that we'll recognize. And other than that, there's not a lot on the agenda for this meeting. Next meeting, we will be looking at the calendar for the 14-15 school year.